People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, hello.
I am Lur from the planet Omicron Perseid.
No. Well, I mean, that's a good way to start, right? Should we even be doing this?
Shit.
With the Omicron?
Omnidon?
The Omicron.
Omnibon?
The Omnishron. The variant.
Decepticon?
Yes. And that's the thing about it. So, I don't know if you're aware of this, but there have been Asian minorities getting the shit kicked out of them on subways in big cities.
Hell yeah.
We took the mask off, Scooby-Doo. You know what caused it? The Omicron variant.
The Omicron?
Yes.
Omicron.
And so there was a tweet put out by the official White House that was fairly threatening.
I felt threatened.
But yeah, I mean, you're not even the
no, I'm not even
you're
the,
not
the,
even you're yeah. not the one.
Yeah, I'm not the one to feel threatened.
Okay, so just cut things down. This is go to wh.gov if you doubt it. Maybe they didn't take it down. I got a screenshot. I'll put it up on the Discord if you want to see it. But we are intent on not letting Omicron disrupt work and school for the vaccinated. Now we'll get to that. You've done the right thing. We'll get through this. Here's a threat, if I've ever read one. For the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death. For yourself, your family, and the hospital, you may soon overwhelm. Wow.
Thank you. That's going to make me sleep better tonight, knowing that I'm, safe.
Yeah. I mean, you're vaccinated, right?
But you have to.
You did the right thing.
I did the right thing.
Yeah. But all you vaccinated fuckers. Unvaccinated, I'm sorry.
Yeah, all you unvaccinated guys.
Dude.
Death.
Severe illness, death, your whole family.
Yeah.
Hide your kids, hide your wife, put your girlfriend in a cabinet, don't let her out. And you know those things that the grandmas used to put on the sofas?
Yeah. I don't remember what they're called.
The plastic bags?
Yeah.
Look, put one on your face. Two if you're ugly. And I'm like, this is Omicron now. We got to freak out. Did you see they put the symptoms of it? It looks like the common cold to me. It's like sore throat, stuffy nose, headache.
Yeah.
Which, now granted, I'm not downplaying COVID. I know a lot of people who
passed away from COVID.
I don't know about from. Or I would say with.
Yeah, with.
Yeah. But, there's this Omicron. What do you do with this transformer?
I think it's called I'm Already Done. That should be what it's called, man.
I want to, what is this, our third one? We had the Alpha, then the Delta, and now the Omicron. They skipped the letter before it, if they're going by Greek. G?
Oh, yeah.
She? Why? Xi? Xi Jinping? Does that ring a bell? Who the fuck is that?
He's the creator.
Who?
The creator.
Ain't he like the, what do they call that, the leader in the commie state? Is he, what do they call that thing? Is he prime minister?
Hell yeah.
Is that the thing?
Prime minister, king, something like that.
By the way, I don't want to spend too much time here because I have one too, but iPhones or, hey, those chips that I don't know, like, have you seen, like, with automobiles? And I think if Joe Biden done this, it would be great. It would probably be the hallmark of his presidency, because right now, in my opinion, it's not going well.
No, it's not.
But,
it's not.
All right, so predominantly the smart chips, and what I mean by smart chips is, like, you know, the little motherboard chips that we put in our computers, that we put in our vehicles, that literally makes life easier on us, that run hyper fast.
Yeah.
Well, car manufacturers ain't able to build the cars because the one missing component comes from where? Taiwan. And you remember Free Hong Kong? Do you remember that movement? It failed, but
yeah.
CCP took it over.
Yeah.
But Taiwan's going to be taken over. Now, check this out. Like, this is just like geopolitics stuff, but we didn't even open the show.
Oh, man, never. See, we are always behind, man.
Watch out for that Omicron.
I'm a Kronian.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife. Don't go to Christmas.
Yeah, just don't
Merry,
even go.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. But, dude, sit at home. Don't lay on your bed. Crawl underneath.
Under with full.
Because I heard that thing is just creeping outside your house.
Yeah, Omicron is everywhere. All right. Omicronian.
I'm just waiting for the transformation.
Yeah, see what
it happens. I heard it was what put the noose around Jesse Smollett and committed that hate crime when they pulled the, you know, like Scooby-Doo once again.
Yeah.
When they pulled the mask off the Nigerians.
Yeah.
It was the Omicron.
It was the Omicron right now?
It was the Omegatron.
Oh, it was the Omegatron. Yeah. Nice.
Right on. It was the same person who put that noose on the garage door in Bubba Wallace's NASCAR thing. You see that bringing that back up? After the FBI investigated, it was like, that's literally how you open the garage door if the motor fails.
Yeah.
It's a noose. Tomato, tomato.
Could be.
Okay.
I say it is.
Flash arrives. We simply says this. All of our loved ones, if Jesus were to come tonight, before you and I... the gospel and you don't feel anything, then you are in your most dangerous position.
Welcome you.
Yeah.
To Porch Talk. This is off the deep end, as you probably already know.
You may have gathered that by now.
And we are here with you.
Yeah, man, it is Christmas.
It is Christmas. This is Christmas Eve's Eve.
Christmas Eve's Eve. And the solstice was...
last night.
Last night.
No, yep. Tuesday.
Tuesday night.
Longest night of the year.
Yep, darkest night ever.
And so, dude, I was sick this week. It wasn't with the Omegatron.
Yeah.
By the way, I got a rap song to share with you here in a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just going to change your life. But I just hang on here. So... Joe and McGowan,
you can
check this out on his social media. He hit me up Monday, and he's like, what are you doing tomorrow night? And I knew it was like winter solstice.
Yeah.
I had plans to be at Munson Brothers because Alec Hawkins and Petey Newman, they come on the show, and they talked about like Freemasonry, alchemy, and like, you know, all these different things. And, I mean, Petey is actually, you would love him. He trips every day. Probably.
Yeah.
Shroom, LSD, DMT, affirmative, believes in it, understands. And that was what the episode was about.
That's what I like to hear.
You know.
Because, I mean.
He's married. He's married, got a kid, and like he's orthodox in faith. We talked a lot about faith and Christianity and how Christianity and DMT coincide and can help bring you closer to God.
I can see that.
You know, a lot of people was like, you shouldn't do drugs. Okay, well, we're saying that DMT is not a drug because your body naturally produces it.
Yeah.
You're just amplifying it.
Yeah, it's just like turning that shit up to 11.
Yeah. So, anyway, those two guys were doing a horror reading on the winter solstice. A Christmas reading horror.
Okay, yeah, so like Krampus stories and...
Well, it's rooted in Christianity.
Okay.
Because let's be frank, Christmas historically could be considered one of the most horrific holidays. I mean, there's a lot of bad things over history that's happened over Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
There's a lot of, I would say, you know, ghosts or, you know, whatever else. And I believe that's why it's so cool to tell ghost stories about Christmas.
Yeah.
Think about it modern day. And we probably all know someone, or maybe it was someone in our family, not to be too personal, but that may have taken their own life over the holiday season because it's just too hard, because maybe they just lost a loved one. Maybe, you know, they took too many pills or whatever that looked like, right?
Yeah.
And so I believe, like, Christmas and these supposedly happy holidays, when you don't have the people that you used to kick it with, so to speak, they're gone, it becomes a very hard thing, right?
See, I went through that, man. I had a hard time with the holidays after my grandfather passed. I didn't really want to deal with it, and I just pretty much stayed drunk through them.
Yeah. And then, what, you know, next thing you know, what are you going to get behind the wheel?
Yeah.
You're going to go get out, do something, right?
Yeah. Got to find something to do. That's why I moved downtown, though. Didn't have to drive anymore.
Dude, I'm gonna tell you what, I miss that apartment.
I do too. God, I miss that apartment.
I mean, this is where it really all began. Well, yeah. It actually began in the studio at the radio station.
Yeah, we did the first one in the
studio. But we did the first off the deep end at your apartment.
Yeah.
And man, like, I've acquired some trippy art now, but like, I always loved your art and like the, you know, just everything that you had in the room. It was all, you know, just clocks running down the wall, and like, it was just stuff I'm into.
Yeah, it was like galaxies and stuff like that. Yeah.
But I mean, that apartment was dope because we would wrap up doing an episode and then we'd just walk downstairs and boom.
Be in the bar.
I missed the princess.
Yeah, man, that's always.
I missed the boat.
Yeah, dude. God, I missed the, dude, Thanksgiving Day. I was sitting there thinking about when Melissa would open up the elbow room and have like leftover Thanksgiving sandwiches.
Yeah.
Dude, I was so drunk one Thanksgiving and went in there and ate like three of those sandwiches. Yeah. I had already started my diet at this time. And I had already done my family stuff, didn't have any leftovers. And I'm like, man, there's nowhere fucking open to eat. And Melissa posted on Facebook for the elbow room.
The great thing of social media, if you will.
Yeah, one of the great uses of social media.
It's like, boom. That's why I still believe in it. I believe it's, and I don't know if you got any, finish your point.
Yeah.
I don't want to interrupt.
Nah, that's cool.
But, like, social media become toxic when people began arguing over maybe their political beliefs or, you know, I mean, maybe social media caused some divorces because I believe it. The DMs,
open some doors.
Yeah. I mean, it's certainly changed the dating world for the worse, I would say.
Well, I mean, depending on what side of the dating world you're wanting to be on.
Oh, you want to be a homewrecker? Yeah, it's totally on your side. But like, if you're in preservation of maintaining,
yeah.
But that's one of the hallmarks of social media. Is like, I believe like the ability to create an event and to share it with people in your area. Like, you can put out an ad even if you're not friends with them. Like, just because they're in a radius,
yeah,
they'll know what's happening at where.
See, we were getting into the geo, what I can't remember what it's called now, but we were getting into that when I stopped working in the radio station, where it would be like a wave of ad would be on certain videos and things like that.
Yeah.
Like, if you were in this area, you would get this ad. But if you were over here, you would get this ad.
Yeah, I really want to give a shout-out to Dale Jones. I think he does a fantastic job of highlighting what goes on in the Golden Triangle.
Man, he has been doing it for years, too.
Like he's a really great follow if you live in the Golden Triangle.
Yeah, if you want to know where live music's going to be.
Like, even if it's just karaoke.
He'll tell you about where karaoke's going to be in the Golden Triangle. Everywhere there's going to be a... Even during COVID... When you couldn't hardly go anywhere,
you know, like
he would tell you something was happening.
Like, if it was like in a, you know,
yeah,
let's just say like double D or something. Yeah, you know, like it was just off in the boonies. You know,
yeah, it was way out.
But a funny story about the first time I met him. You know that like when I'm drinking and I'm smoking a cigarette, like sometimes I'll get the coughing.
Yeah,
and I'll take a sip of my drink to stop coughing, and then I have to cough and I just spew it.
Yeah,
I do it like a lot. I done that to Mary one time while she was on the podcast. Like, I just covered her face. This is pre-COVID, people. So, And she was such a champion about it. But anyway.
And she's like, mm.
Yeah. But the first time I met Dale was at the Princess.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did that to him. Like we were talking, like engaging. And it was the first time I met him in person. Like we were, because we had already interacted on social media.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And I mean, we were basically doing the same thing. And he was talking about the idea of like connecting and all that. And like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm smoking a cigarette. And I take a sip of my drink and I just spray him.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, no.
No.
And he's like, it's cool. Happens all the time. And I was like,
does it?
Does it? You're being really cool about this. Yeah. Like, that usually with any other dude in that setting.
Yeah. But, that, man, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, that's, we about to throw hands.
Yeah, I mean, you, what happened, man? Go down the wrong pipe or something?
It did. It actually did. And I hate that. I would have. Like, put it in my jacket, but, like, it had to come out, and your face was right there. Yeah,
you're right there, dude.
But so, dude, we are... Oh, my gosh, guys.
You know, we're almost a year in.
And...
Been given center stage during the pandemic.
They've become the faces of COVID, sharing their expertise as we seek more information to combat the misinformation. Now a familiar face is using his science skills.
John, this goes so hard.
Yeah, science has done it again.
Just out the gate, it's a banger, right? Yeah, science has done it again.
Yeah, that,
talking about the vaccines, by the way.
Yeah, that, what was it, the keyboard, bass line, and drum beat was real nice.
We're dealing with a pro.
Yeah, real pro here.
Let's dig in some more. Okay, I went a little far.
Yeah.
So, like, okay. Here's my thing with, like, number two stepping in.
Yeah.
That reminds me of, like, the teacher.
Yeah.
And she's got kind of, like, a British accent, so.
Yeah.
Listen here, it's quite severe. Yeah. It's like, it takes me back to, like, did y'all do Dare?
Oh, man, Dare.
And remember, like, we've used rap and hip-hop to fight social issues.
Yeah.
Over time, right?
For decades, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And so, listen up, it's quite severe. So, here's the scientist responsible for it, and we missed a couple of his hard lines, so I'm going to just...
Those bars.
Yeah, I don't want to rob anybody of these bars. Here's the teacher.
Here's the issue, and it's quite severe. We need everyone in, or the result is clear.
The virus will loiter outside your home, try to steal your breath, infect your dome.
Let's unpack that. So he ends with, protect your dome.
Yeah.
It's lurking outside your home.
Yeah. It's those dude, bars.
Dude, when you got to the house, did you see the COVID out there? It was lurking?
Yeah, it was out there.
It was like hanging, like, you know, you saw the meme with like the black guy in the yellow suit and he's got his hands like,
yeah,
you're like I'm just waiting.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what was happening at the corner of the house when you got out.
I saw it, but then they saw I was vaccinated.
And they
flashed my card at them and they fucking tucked tail and run.
Dude.
Yeah.
The power.
Yeah.
So I really don't want to listen to any more of this song. But at the end, the big hitter, if you will, is Vax the Nation. Vax the Nation. Vax the Nation. Vax Flash the Nation. Dude, it goes so hard.
Yeah, yeah. I can tell. Made me soft just thinking about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, dude, speaking of stories, and this is off the deep end, we got to do some conspiracy, but like, just while we're talking about things, just to get you going, is Snatch Adams. That is a quite the influencer, if you will, fairly popular on social media, and she did something very interesting not too long ago at a music festival.
Mm.
And I don't have the article pulled up. I wish I did. I would read it. And she went on the right post about it saying, like, you know, the person that wrote the article didn't interview me. And then she wrote her own article to combat it, which is more comical, which is really worth pulling up.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to give you my tale of the tape. Because with most of these stories is what I would call a shiro, not a heroine, a shiro. And all these people, and I can see right through it.
Yeah.
Is, how do I say this without just being a total asshole? They are the protagonists in their story. And the antagonist, the bad guy, is literally like fighting air. It's like something, you're fighting something that just doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So at a music festival, the story is Snatch Adams. She started having bone hits taken from her butthole. I had a bone.
Inserted or...
Well, that's a question I had. I didn't go into that detail because, like, I didn't want to be ruined for life. But they were taking bong hits from her butthole.
Somehow, okay.
Thoughts?
I mean, was this during COVID?
No, oh, absolutely. But I'm sure they were all vaccinated. They're at a music festival, right?
Gotta be vaccinated at a music festival, pretty much. So anyway, they're vaccinated, and... there's this girl going around being like, you want to hit this bong? Me, concert goer, would be like, fuck yeah. And then she would be like, okay, so it's in my ass. I would say, so like, hold on. The bong is in your ass.
Like, water bong? Like,
yeah, like, or... See, I'm just perplexed by this whole thing.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah, like, are you tossing this lady salad and hitting this bong?
Yeah. Where do you light it?
Yeah, or, yeah, where does the flame go?
And where do you... The whole thing.
Yeah, where's the carb? Does it have a carb? Where's the slide?
No, that would blow the boat.
Yeah, does she have... Is she upside down?
Oh yeah,
in her mouth.
One of the images that I did see that was somewhat PG.
Yeah,
was when she ascended to the stage. Now in her article, like, get this, is like this tells you who she idolizes. Is like she ascended to levels of Cardi B, and we remember like that great song that Cardi B wrote that just is a great influence on young girls. It's called WAP.
Yeah, I remember
it's,
that.
It's a totally inspirational song. And this all goes to this big idea of, like, these are sheroes. She did it in the name of patriarchy, taking down the patriarchy, pegging the patriarchy.
Sure, they're...
So, like, hurting. She ascended the stage to where she's a burlesque. So, you familiar with...
Yeah, she did the thing.
So, she's tied up.
Got all naked.
She's suspended.
Okay.
Too. She's tied up on stage. And it appears that, I mean, the bong is in the ass, in the anus.
In it.
Inside.
Fine.
Can't confirm. Like I say, it was a PG. Like, you were looking, like, straight.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Good angle.
Yeah, like, you were looking at her face, but you couldn't see the... You could see somebody, like, bending down to take a hit. But you didn't... know the location of the...
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But,
That's...
Do you think, in your mind, did she peg the patriarchy, or did, like, you think the patriarchy woke up the next morning, like, hungover, with a black eye, and was like, damn, did I get my ass whooped by that bong last night?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe their own... But not that one, I don't think.
I mean, like, there's so much ridiculous things, like, just... cryptocurrency is patriarchal. What's the whole point of... The whole point of cryptocurrency is, like, it's not regulated by anyone. How is that unfair to anyone? It's a totally free market. If you want it, you can get it, right?
Yep.
You don't have to.
Yeah, you don't have to.
And there's no restriction. Well, maybe if you're not 18, but I know, like, people who buy crypto for the kids, that's their life savings, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, the whole thing. But back to this ascension is, It gets worse. So, another story, then we'll get to crypto.
That'll work.
Or not crypto, but conspiracy, because you said that we were going to learn more about the reptiles.
Yeah, the reptiles taking over everything.
Oh, so this is another, this chick, there's this article, and this is great, and I'll send you down this horrible rabbit hole.
Yeah.
If you want to go down it, it's just articles that are just, it'll just make you laugh, just to read it.
That's what I like.
So, this is a sex worker that lives in a conservative small town just outside of Nashville. And so, this is her biggest win in her sex work career. Well, she goes out to a bar one night with some friends. And, you know, lo and behold, sure as shit stinks. Word gets out. Hey, that's that.
That's that girl from that thing.
She's a porn star, right?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out, like, just to blow the cover, is she's a OnlyFans, and she had one video. I did a little research just to see. And the whole article is written to, once again, I can see right through the bullshit.
Yeah.
The whole story, let's just tell the story first, then we'll get to that, seeing through the shit, is, so word gets out who she is. She goes up to the bar to order a drink, and then she overhears two girls next to her talking at the bar, getting their drinks, right? Said, wow, could you believe how embarrassing it would be to know that everyone in here has seen you naked? To which she replies, it's not my fault that your boyfriend bought my nudes. Mic drop, right?
Yeah.
No. All right, number one, do you think that conversation actually happened like that?
No.
I mean, what kind of fantasy are you living in to where, like, just real, okay, anyone, like, at a bar, in every, right,
yeah.
Let me know, is, like, put that scenario right in my mind, because, like, you want to know how I believe it went down, if it went down?
Let's hear it.
Is, she was probably approached as, like, hey, those guys over there were saying that they, you're on OnlyFans, right?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
To which she would probably got offended because she lives in this conservative town to where she probably was under the impression that those girls were Christians and that they were judging her.
Yeah.
Right? And she got offended and she bit back in anger and said that it's not my fault that your boyfriend buys my nudes. Mic drop, right?
Yeah.
Well, the story continues. So, the following sentence by the, you know, the girls, like, that said how embarrassing was, like, you know, you would think, my boyfriend wouldn't have any idea who you are, right? And so, to which she comes back with is, I know what men like, and I know what they'll buy, and you can't be mad at me over that. So, I was, once again, bullshit. That conversation didn't happen, and she goes on to say, I paid my drinks with a $50 bill, and I bought their drinks. And it rocked their world. Speechless. They could not believe it. And it was in that moment that it just totally changed her life. She went on that she would be an open book, that if she was going to share secrets, she was going to be the one to tell it, and you wasn't going to hear her secrets from someone else.
Yeah.
She started vlogging. She started writing articles like this one, and she started a podcast. And she would be, she'd go on to become the Gary V. She started a clothing line, and she started, like, lecture on, like, the masterclass thing, teaching women about sex work and how to empower themselves. And it was like, well, I can't imagine, like, women who weren't involved in sex work before, like, would have any idea how to do it? Well, number one is like naked. Pretty simple step. And do your thing, whatever that thing is.
Thing may be, yeah.
Easy. I don't think we need a master class. And so, like, this whole moment, like, this was her moment to where, you know, this is when the protagonist, like, figures out, like, oh, man, even though I had a messed up childhood, I'm about to overcome this. And, like, I got bit by a radioactive spider, and now I can help the community.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to just change the world. And so the whole seeing through the shit is... the whole thing was bullshit. Fabricated lies to do what? To get more people to watch her OnlyFans. Yeah. Because you only had one video, so which tells me it wasn't that effective.
Yeah. She was just trying to get some more followers.
That's it. Now, months have gone by, and I haven't looked into it anymore. Like, I don't care. I don't watch I don't watch porn, or I'm not into OnlyFans or all that. You do what you want to do. I'm not going to hate on you for doing sex work.
No, do your thing.
Like I say, I don't think you need a master class, though.
No, I think you're pretty much a master.
You know what to do.
Yeah. You're a master at birth.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Pretty much came out in the suit you need to wear for that.
Yeah.
Quick break before we get into the reptilians.
Yeah, we'll get into the reptilians.
I already know where I'd like to go when I have to die. I'd like to fall asleep in a dream of your mind. Drift down your canyons, they're so vast and wild. Neural synapse snapped in your back, flesh, blood, and wine. I feel like I have been around here before. Deja vu. Waking up on the bathroom floor. I've seen hell, and I've seen God, and I'm just fine with leaving the both of them behind. Fall asleep in your mind for the rest of eternity. Fall asleep in your mind. I like to stay there permanently.
So, man, we're back.
We are back.
And we're going to talk a little bit about the reptilians. Now, it's hard to just bust right into that.
Give us a backstory here.
So,
how did you, like, I think we started off the deep end with this, but, like, what made you so involved with, like, just keeping up with this stuff?
Well, I mean, it just... once you go down the rabbit hole enough times, eventually the rabbit hole's all you see.
That's fair.
You know, so that's kind of what happened.
When did that start? How old was you, think?
21, 20.
Yeah.
Not, you know, not old, not young, not old. I've been doing it for some years, though, man. I've seen a lot of shit that they said wasn't true come true. Come true, yeah.
I've seen a lot of conspiracy theories. You know that the triangle chart I sent you?
Yeah, I remember that.
I sent you, like, this year's edition, like, the same chick that made that one made the one before. And she had to take some off because it came true.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still coming true. It's really a matter of worldview. Really. And by worldview, I mean it's like what news channel you watch.
Really? I mean, it depends on whether you want to watch CNN, which is pretty much...
propaganda.
That's pretty much lies and blue propaganda. And then you got Fox, which is red propaganda.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And then, like, you have, like, and I like this, like, all those, like, Brian Stelters, Don Lemon, or Lamone, or whatever. Chris Cuomo happened to be a pedophile. He's gone, or actually, like, sexually harassed people. He got fired. Jake Tapper's under investigation. Like, it seems like everyone who works for that organization is, like, a total piece of shit.
Pretty much.
And, like, they started calling all those people content creators, which boiled their blood. It was like, I'm a journalist. I got a PhD from da 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 da, right? But anyway, not to hijack you, is we're about to, like, go off into, like, the deepest.
Deepest of state.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, they say that the reptilians have been here. Some people even believe that that's what our God is. And, you know, what is it? The Anunnaki?
That's it.
They are like the king race, pretty much.
So the elites?
The elite. And... apparently, they had this planet called Nibiru or something like that. I don't know the exact pronunciation of it. But it's basically Planet X. And it comes around Earth's orbit like every 430 years or some shit. And there we go. You know, it's a lot of time. Well, apparently it's coming back around. So
it wouldn't be by the year 2030, would it?
Somewhere around then, I'm sure.
Because that's... you'll own nothing and you'll be happy.
That's probably when they'll come, dude. It's probably when they'll come down. But they've infiltrated...
You know who owns every pharmaceutical company?
Who did it?
BlackRock.
Really? Bill Gates?
No, BlackRock's it's a hedge fund.
Yeah.
It's the one that's buying up all the properties right now, which I believe spills into the you own nothing and you'll be happy. Bill Gates is buying a substantial amount of land in Mississippi, if that's where you're from, all across the Midwest. Just look up on a map how much land Bill Gates owns and check that out. That's public forum. You have to release who owns what when it comes to land. So you can look that up for yourself. If you need help with that, I can. But not only do they own the pharmaceuticals, they also own all the media. They own Fox and CNN.
Yeah, they're owned
by the same people. So what does that tell you? If we can get them to mock and hate each other and think each other are the enemy, then the left hand is distracting you while the right hand is in your pocket. Yeah. Right?
Exactly right.
And so, like, so far, like, if we're going down this elite, Anaki, every 400 years, carry on.
So they've infiltrated our government. Supposedly, John Kerry is a reptile. There's another one, big time. I've even heard rumor that there was a big list.
Bigger than the Epstein Island list? The Ghislaine Maxwell trial is concluded and not shit.
Nothing. No news.
They get the Jeslyn gets to finish his sentence, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, she hasn't been sentenced yet.
Right. But anyway, I hijacked again. But
no, that's part of it.
Because those are the elites. Those are the names on the elites. Yeah. And, like, it goes both sides. Your precious Donald Trump is on there. And also, your precious Bill Clinton is, too.
Yeah.
And so, politics and what side of the... They're all against us.
Every one of them's against us.
None of them. Red, blue, it don't matter. They're not for you.
We're the enemy they're fighting, man. The people. They just want the elites here.
Yeah, well, you know, it said, what, they want 100,000 to hang around?
Yeah, something like that.
Just to do their bidding? Could you? We're at like 7 billion people right now.
Genocide.
Could you? Through what?
Omicrons?
Omegatron?
OBGYN?
Decepticon?
Nah, man. I figure illnesses a lot like COVID are going to keep coming.
I think the next one's climate change.
Think so?
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about it.
Have you not seen Project Veritas? I know a lot of people don't like them.
Yeah.
But they expose, and like a lot of people don't like them because the way that they do their journalism.
Yeah.
Like when they busted that producer at CNN, and this is where the story comes from. They hired girls to get on Tinder, and that producer from CNN swiped. Nice. Got the date and spilled the beans. Is like, he said that they loved having that COVID death ticker on the screen.
Yeah.
Because it's a mass hit.
Yeah.
It fearmongers. It keeps people watching and looking and keeps people thinking about it. And when they finally got done with COVID, their next move was climate change. And what are we moving into now with today's media journalism? Everything is being blamed on climate change. If you pay attention, like, it'll go up on Twitter as a screenshot, and like a lot of people will be making fun of it. And then what do? They go back and just change the headline. But the wording is still in there.
Mm.
The rhetoric, the brainwashing is still there. I'm the hijack. Go
ahead. No, man. No. It's all part of it. It's all tied in together. Because the deep state is huge, man. The deep state is covering up the reptiles.
And when they talk about climate change, who are they blaming?
They blame us.
Us.
Yeah, basically.
It's our carbon footprint.
Yeah, it's our.
Because they don't give a damn. They obviously don't care. They're buying beachfront property and they're flying in their private jets.
And it's not their car.
And they don't want us driving a car.
Yeah, they don't want us out of the house.
No, they want you dead. It's more than that. They don't want you here.
Yeah, we're taking up their air.
Yeah.
Taking up the good air from the, you know, the deep state. The deep state's what runs everything, man. They tell little president puppet what to do, whichever one it is. And, you know, glorious Trump was a little puppet too. He just didn't listen as well.
That's right. And he woke some people up.
And they got him out.
They sure did.
Because he didn't play by their rules.
Quick question. Worst catastrophe in U.S. history. January 6th. Pearl Harbor or 9/11?
More people died in 9/11, I think. Right? More people died in 9/11, so I guess Pearl Harbor would be the lesser of the two.
Of the two?
Yeah.
I think it would be the worst.
It started a war.
Well, no, it got us into a war.
Oh, yeah.
But what's crazy, and this has been released by the CIA, this is a file. Our president at that time and our intelligence knew that they were going to bomb Pearl Harbor 2 weeks before it happened. And they sat there with their hands in their pockets. For what? Then the military-industrial complex, and that was where it began.
Yeah, that's where we lost it, man. That's all part of the deep state. Military-industrial complex is part of it. There's places, FEMA. FEMA's a big part of it, dude.
Never should have been in Korea, even though we did separate them and we have South Korea. And I love South Koreans. One of my best friends is a South Korean, Hokanon. Shout out, my buddy. And I'm glad, you know, that we got them out of that communist regime, at least half the country.
Half of it, yeah.
But the Vietnamese war was a total bust. And now we're looking at the Afghan and being the 20-year war. It's finally over. I'm happy for that. The way it was ended, I'm not. Yeah. But, like, we didn't win.
Yeah, we didn't win. It was like stalemate.
Like, dude, that's like, we were embarrassed as a country on the national stage like 3 times in a row.
Because...
But it doesn't matter. And, like, I don't know if you're paying attention. We almost went to war with Russia over Ukraine.
Yeah, I remember that. That just happened recently.
It was like 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That would have been a huge fuck up.
Yeah, that would have started it. We're all just biding our time, man, until World War III starts, honestly.
I don't think they need that.
You don't think?
Nah, man. Like, there's enough social strife that we'll take care of ourselves. If you look at these big cities across America, some of their statistics for homicide, it's like through the roof. Like since 2020, like they thought 2020 was going to be the hype because of all the political strife and all the rioting. Yeah. I mean, peaceful protesting, I'm sorry.
Nothing.
Yeah, that was going to be the ringer.
Yeah.
It was worse this year by like 867% in like Philadelphia. Philadelphia may be the number one homicide city
they're like
in the country.
Zone. Yeah.
Some of these big cities are, right? And I have friends that, you know, that are from those big cities, and like they were calling me and asking for advice to which southern state to move to. I was like, any
of them. Yeah. Well,
you know, it's all which one would you go to? And I was like, well, I mean, you got to look at them. It's just your whole life was in, let's just say, Boston. I mean, you're picking up and moving routes because you're scared for your safety and your family's safety. I was like, come to Kennedy.
Yeah.
You know?
There's nothing.
There's nothing. Now, financially, you know, I don't know where you are. So, like, you got to make the best. So, maybe Franklin, Tennessee. Or,
yeah, something like that.
You know, I don't know, you know? So, you know, there's so much social anxiety that just gets hyperinflated by the media. And I believe that is exactly what these elites,
that's what they want, man. That's how they keep us in control. Keep us in line, dude.
Yeah, and everything's racist.
Everything's racist. Can't even be racist anymore.
I mean, and everything, like, they call, just go to crypto again, they call crypto racist.
Yeah, it's white man's game.
And it's like, there's a racist who owns a substantial amount of Bitcoin. There's also a racist who owns a C&P 500 company.
Yeah.
And there's a racist white supremacist that plays stocks that probably has a good portfolio. There's a racist white supremacist that owns a house. There's a racist white supremacist that shops at Walmart who buys his things or her things from Amazon. Like, what the fuck are you supposed to do?
Yeah, what can you do? You can't do anything. Live off the land.
And it goes both ways.
Yeah.
It goes every way. Do I want those people to exist? Do I believe their beliefs are correct? No.
No. But I can't say they shouldn't be here. Because at that same time, somebody can say I shouldn't be here.
Right. And that goes back to it is like, what we have created, we were making fun of like the peg and the patriarchy earlier.
Yeah.
And I mean that in the finest way of feminist. I believe some aspects of feminism is good. I believe a lot of it is toxic, just like what you call every part of masculinity toxic.
Yeah.
And I believe it is an overthrowing of the nuclear family.
Yeah, I can see that.
Which is, if you can't create a home, can't have a home. And then you just have a bunch of people drug-ridden. Have you seen that fentanyl has killed more people than fucking COVID? Fentanyl, you remember that? And I've heard that word. Now, tell you, my stance on the court case is Chauvin, who I would say did in fact murder George Floyd.
Yeah.
But.
Got off.
You know, hindsight looking at the case, I got into some disagreements and arguments during the build-up of the case and during the case and the ruling. And, you know, like, it took me a couple of months, and then after I thought about it for a while, I came to this conclusion. It's like, and this was what people were shouting at me when we were talking about it, was it doesn't matter that he was high on fentanyl or whatever the fuck he was doing.
Yeah.
It was the way that he was treated in that scenario, and did he deserve to die, which I would say, no, he did not deserve to die. But fentanyl was already mainstream in a big city, and now with the southern border being wide-ass fucking open, you have the Mexican cartels and all those fuckers, Chinese mafias, I would say Yakuza, but that's Japanese, but
yeah.
They're forcing in fentanyl. Man, do you not understand, like, man, people fucking hate us.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not talking about you or me. I'm talking about all of Americans.
Yeah, they hate
both sides. And we hate each other, too.
Yeah.
Like, what used to be, like, the greatest thing in the world that brought about the most freedom for the most creative experience, for some of the greatest inventions and some of the most wonderful things ever to have happened on this earth came from here, because it gave people the freedom to do it. It didn't constrict them. It didn't restrict them. It didn't mandate them. It didn't force them to do things that they didn't feel ethically correct to do.
Yeah.
And when you put people in those boxes, you ostracize them, and it becomes us and them. And then here before long, we're like redoing Holocaust or some shit.
Yeah.
And we're going right back into it. Like, why? It's those fucking elites, man.
It's the elites, dude. They're in control.
So, conspiracy. Let's get to it, man. I'm sorry.
All right. So, like, there are aliens that run our world, pretty much. That's why they're pushing for us to get behind this unity, this totalitarian government.
Mm-hmm.
Because they want it to be one world. Eventually, they're going to start pushing it to where we can, you know, achieve greatness in a universal aspect. We're going to have to do things like unify as a planet.
Well, that makes,
under one leader.
That makes sense, is because, like, right now is, let's just say aliens or whoever these, whatever.
Yeah.
If they were to come to Earth, if they came to the United States would use that against the rest of the world.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's better technology.
Yeah.
Or if they went to China, or if they went to Russia, or
wherever they went.
Wherever.
Yeah.
That country would be like, oh, it's my turn, finally, it's our world now. We're going to control the resources. We're going to control the game. We're going to say what's what. And so, like, the question you have to ask yourself, which makes pretty good sense with this, is you would have to come to a world to where the world is unified.
But see, that's a bad thing.
Oh, absolutely it is.
That'd bring on the end.
Yeah. No doubt.
That would bring on the end, man. And see, that's what they want for us to, you know, live with the extraterrestrials in the open. So what they have to do is let them run everything from behind the scenes and tell us what's good for us. And when things are happening, figure out ways for us to stay inside when there's being a lot of movement from the skies.
In my opinion, you know, the initial lockdown.
Yeah.
And when I knew it wasn't about our health, it was twofold. When you couldn't go to a gym to work out and to exercise. And number two, you shut down the bars. Now, granted, like, shutting down the bars, that's a bad idea. That is where the greatest exchange of information happens. It is a watering hole. Now, granted, like, the people who are there, like, yeah, they're drinking and they're getting inebriated, but all that is liquid.
Greasing the wheel.
That's greasing the wheel, if you will, of encouraging them to say what they actually believe about things and to create sparks. That's why you have fights.
Yeah, that's why you get in fights at bars.
But it's a great exchange of information.
Yeah.
Like, you think about those old westerns and all that. Where does all the bullshit happen? At the bar.
Everybody goes there.
Yeah, and they keep coming back. Somebody got shot there last night. There was a shooting at the Princess last night. Next night, everybody's back.
Everybody's back. Because that's where you go.
Yeah.
What you do.
And so that's when I knew it wasn't about health. And it's like, well, everybody being in one place was a bad thing. No, but you're losing the good thing. Because when you hopped on social media, it used to be a time you could say whatever the fuck you wanted to on social media. Now you can't.
Now you can't say anything.
You'll get put in jail or get banned from using the damn thing forever.
Yeah, they'll throw you out now.
Yeah. Yeah, share a InfoWars video. Just watch how fast you get a flag. Or tell your buddy you want to punch him in the face.
Yeah, or use one of the danger words.
Stupid.
F-A-G. Call your buddy a F-A-G.
Oh, yeah.
That'd kick your ass out for that.
Well, it used to be a cigarette.
Yeah.
And then it turned into a slur, and then it turned into something you can't say.
Yeah.
Which maybe is a good thing, I guess, you know, like...
I wish it'd just be a cigarette again.
That would be nice. Like, I guess maybe they still use that in, like, is it the UK where it came from?
Yeah, it's the UK where they use fags.
No, it might be darts. Is it? No, darts is Australian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, man, it's... I don't know. You know, and it's so hard right now to not, like, be just incredibly depressed and deprived, like... If you think about these things, and my God, you two are just a bunch of dumbasses, like just spouting conspiracy and agreeing with each other. Okay, yeah. Maybe. You're listening to it.
Thing about it, man, is when the aliens actually show themselves, because they've let it slip. John Kerry has let his alien eye slip a few times. It's been caught on camera. I wonder, let's just say they were to come out and take over. 100% take over. Do you think there would be more extraterrestrials here? Or do you think there would be less? Or do you think the ones that are already here, do you think they'd come out? If the ones that are running the government, you know, make themselves present.
Just one or all?
All of them. All of
made themselves present?
Yeah. Just like zipped out of their bodysuit.
Oh, I think they'd already hit the button for the others to come. I think it would be war, especially if the people were retaliating.
Well, that's what I wonder. Would we go into retaliation mode and be like, you're trying to hijack our shit? Or would we be able to understand they've been here longer than we have?
Well, I mean, you have to think about, like, okay, 1984 or... like some of these movies that we've seen where, you know, the guy puts the glasses on and he sees the actual propaganda and he takes them off and it's just regular.
Yeah, yeah.
What is that?
What
was
they that? Live.
They Live.
Yeah.
And you have to think about these conspiratorial movies, even like Kingsman. Have you seen that film?
Yeah, I love it.
Like, the antagonist, the bad guy, were the globalists. It was just portrayed in a different way.
And that's the same thing that Alex Jones talks about. Alex Jones talks a lot about the reptilians and the globalists.
Yep. Does that new AI shit not scare the hell out of you?
Scares me to death.
And like people are like sucking the dick of it. And I'm like, dude,
that's scary.
Not good.
That's scary.
You ever seen iRobot or whatever the fuck it was?
And then, man, I watched that tragedy that was the new Matrix movie last night. I don't know, man. I liked the first three.
Did you? I liked the Matrix. I didn't care about Reloaded. I didn't care about the.
Yeah,
they got worse progressively. They got
worse. Now,
did I watch them? Did I watch them again?
Yeah, I watched them. I watched them twice.
And I've watched them several times.
Several times. Yep.
But it's also like, all right, I'll give you a prime example, and I think it's just nostalgia. It was the first movie that I ever watched that I knew I shouldn't watch, but I watched it with my dad. Was Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Hell yeah.
One of the first boobs I ever saw on TV.
Nice.
It's a nice boob.
Yeah.
But it goes back to that thing. When I watched The Matrix and all that, I was at that age to where, especially like Reloaded, I might have missed the first, I don't remember the drop dates, whatever. Yeah. I'm not that movie nerd.
Yeah.
But I remember like seeing one of them, like me and my buddy was watching TV and we was checking what was coming on later after the parents were going to go to bed.
Yeah.
And we saw like Matrix Reloaded or, yeah, you know, one
some
of
them. Some kind of something.
Dude, my mom won't let me watch that. We got to stay up. We'll go to bed now. We'll act like everything's cool. Yeah. When they go to sleep,
we'll get back
gonna,
up.
We're going to get back up and go watch it and get fucking busted. Right. And, you know, watched it. And it was like, you know, that same thing, I guess. Yeah. Anything like that, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, The Matrix really is that kind of nostalgic dopamine for me.
Yeah, and that's why I watched it. Because I was so happy with the first one. And I was hoping that they would go back to the first one, sort of. And they did, in a way, I will say.
Yeah.
No spoilers or anything, nothing like that. But it's...
I've heard like 90% bad and only 10% people like I've talked to
I mean, it's good for what it is, but you can watch it and see the graphics are still from the early 2000s.
That's two bombs for Keanu.
Yeah.
The new Bill and Ted sucked.
I didn't like it.
I was bored. I think it was before, like, I only watched TV, like, really, like, during college football season. So I'll flip it over to, like, a movie channel if, like, there's not a good game on, right?
Yeah.
And I think, like, Bill and Ted was on some movie channel that we had at the time. We'll get these, like, free movie deals because Dad will call and bitch it direct.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, we'll give you a 6 months prescription to blah, blah, blah.
Right. You know, yeah. That kind of thing. And so I was like, yeah, check it out. And they had Kid Cudi and like, it doesn't, you're not going to like superstar me into enjoying something and be like, dude, that was so dope because one of my favorite rappers was in
it.
You know?
Yeah, fuck yeah, man.
And I was like, his line sucked.
Well, I think they were trying to make him the new, what's his name? George Carlin's character.
Oh, yeah, like the guide.
Yeah, they're trying to make him like the new guide.
Whatever. I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, but a lot of that, like, the thing I was doing with The Matrix was there's a lot of more steam getting behind us living in a simulation.
Metaverse?
Yes. There's so much steam getting behind that, dude. And think if you could unplug. Think about what it would look like if you did. Do you think it would be... I think I've seen it unplugged. I think I did that one time.
I did it recently.
Ass.
You were supposed to be here.
You
didn't make it.
Yeah. Live far away.
And I've had like some of the best dreams. Like they're like unplugged dreams.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
It's like, because, yeah, I still haven't been to the edge. Like, even that dope trip that we had, like, that was like a 16-hour trip for me.
Yeah.
But, like I was in the meadow. Yeah. I went into the forest. You know, had to battle some demons.
Yeah.
And I came out the other side, and usually, like, I've heard, like, the edge is on the other side of the forest.
Yeah.
But I went up a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, every time I went back, I continued. Like, I don't never, like, look off into the proverbial abyss. It's always climbing a mountain to see glory.
Yeah, you're striving. You got to let that thing come, man.
What? Like, maybe, like, I'm doing it the right way, though. I don't know. It's weird.
Maybe you'll reach, like, what is it? Eterna?
I don't know.
That'd be cool.
I don't know. But, like, I hit that level that you were talking about to where I was just, I guess it would be, like, coming to terms.
Yeah.
And just understanding, it's like, I'm so small. What could I even do?
Yeah, what am I doing?
Like, even if a million people, or let's just say, like, there's 7 billion people on this planet. Just so happen, like, most of them don't have internet. Let's just 2 billion people listen to this.
Yeah.
And they all change their mind. They all believe what we believe and they were engaged, right? It's like, I don't even think that would be enough.
No, it wouldn't.
And that's what's so sick and sad about it. And, like, we're just slowly, like, giving up our rights.
Walking away.
And we're just taking it. And, like, granted, there are a lot of people who are, like, not complying and, like, protesting. Like, the news don't show you, but, like, France, Australia has had some great protests. That's probably the shithole of the planet right now.
Yeah, it's probably.
Canada, I think they just like it. I think they like tyranny. Austria is like repeating 1940 with the Holocaust right now. They're moving in a strong direction of being medical tyranny to, like, you know, because that's how they started with the Jews, right?
Yeah,
it's like they're fucking nasty people.
And they're gross, disease
ridden. We gotta lock them up and get them out. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. They're doing that now, so.
Unvaxxed.
Wow, yeah.
It won't be long.
You know, what's crazy is, like, one of the best countries, and, like, this is awful to say, but, like, Putin don't give a shit about any of that. I don't think Russia has any kind of...
Nothing.
...mandates. Now, granted, they're already under a shitty government, but...
Yeah, I mean, as shitty as their government is, they got a lot of freedom.
More... Well, here in the South...
Yeah, nobody gives a shit down here.
I mean, we still have it.
Yeah.
But, it, like, they... It's because our... Talk shit all you want. And I think we should talk shit about Mississippi.
Yeah, fuck them.
But they are suing the shit out of these mandates.
Yeah.
They are. Even though they fucked the marijuana thing up.
Well, that's just because he's one of them good old boys, man. And good old boys ain't never going to let the weed
out. It wasn't
out.
Even him. It was like the state senate. I don't even think it got to his desk. Maybe it did and he said, yeah, I'll just go with that. But I don't know. I just know it. 74% said yeah, and then, like, the people representing them said no.
They're like, oh, no, 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 mm-mm. No reefer here, buddy. Especially not over 3.5 grams a day.
Yeah, that's too much, man.
I know a fellow that might smoke that in one sitting.
Jeez. Oh, so, I mean, way off track now, but to talk about the... Do you remember where we were?
We were talking about us actually being in a simulation.
Yeah.
Well, who's controlling it, man? That's my question.
Zuckerfuck.
Meta.
Fucker Zuck.
Meta.
Hop into the metaverse.
When you feel down and alone, meta. When you're happy and want to be with friends, meta.
Imaginary.
Yeah, I mean, fucking, why can't we just have friends, dude?
They agree with everything that you believe. It's like those people who, granted, I only know two of them, and they don't live around here. They're my Yankee friends.
Okay.
And, like, I don't know, I recently called to check in on one, and, like, sad. I'm going to leave the pronouns out just to, like, to mask everything, but... Had gone through 9 therapists, was getting an appointment with a number 10 because the therapist would not agree with the opinion. It's like, maybe you're wrong.
Well, why can't you just be wrong?
Because I can't change my worldview. And so, like, yeah, maybe this meta is a good thing. It's like, all my friends agree. When I hop on social media, they all agree with me.
I don't know. I think I'd like to have people in there just disagree with me.
That's better, right? That's how development happens.
Yeah. Just be like,
personal growth. That's how you find out that you're wrong.
Yeah.
That's how you find out, like, dude, you're kind of a dumbass.
Yeah, don't do that. If you've had 9 people tell you no, that 10th one is probably going to tell you no also.
And we're talking about, like, professionals. Like, these people are, like, licensed and trained to do this.
I don't need 10. I just need one. First no.
Well, I mean, maybe go for a second opinion.
The first no, I'm out. I'm like, no, I'm done with it. I don't even know the situation, but I'm going to commit to the first no and I'm out.
Not once, not twice, yet thrice. And more. thrice three times over.
Yeah, thrice three times.
Tenth time is the charm. It's like those people who like continually get married. It's like, yeah. I'm on my fifth marriage. It's like, what? At what point at 1, 2, 3, 4 that you didn't figure out that you probably don't need to do this marriage thing?
Yeah, why don't you just be a hoe?
Yeah.
Yeah, shit. I mean, apparently you already are.
Yep.
Five marriages deep. Yeah. I'd hate to pay your bills, man, your alimonies.
No kidding, man. How many kids are out there?
Yeah, how many kids you got floating around out there, man?
Telling you, he tried to play it off cool.
That would be the good thing about being able to unplug. Being like, man, I got like six kids in the real world.
You could smash in the metaverse. You could just smash. Like, yeah. I got all these supermodels in like reality. It's probably like a catfish. It's probably like a this 350-pound dude with this like insane gut.
Yeah.
But like on the metaverse, he's got like really nice tits.
Yeah.
And y'all are just chilling in the hot tub. You got two of them.
Yeah.
You got your arms around them.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, I'm kicking it. Dude, this is heaven. It'd be like, take off the mask, dude.
Yeah.
You're sitting on a couch.
Yeah. You're not having a good time
in the closet.
I mean, and that's the scary thing about the new AI. Learning, man.
Yeah, I saw a video today to where like they were like doing finger checks. It's like follow the finger, and like when you put the finger to the to its eyes, like to cross eye, it would back up. And so like it's learning so fast. It's like, wow, like build 100 of them, and I bet they could kill plenty of us.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. We might be all fighting against artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that might be what unifies.
There would be people dumb enough to, like, align themselves with the intelligence and then get wiped out after, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, pick
your side.
There's always going to be people that pick the wrong horse.
Yeah.
Maybe we'd be the ones picking the wrong horse. For every winning horse, there's got to be a loser.
I believe in the idea that of consciousness, self-consciousness, and people know what's right. And I believe
a lot. Not anymore.
No, I believe like mental illness, and there's been a lot of things contribute to that that we're not actually looking at. The greatest social crisis right now is not a pandemic of a virus. It's mental health of people.
Yeah, everybody's, yeah.
They're fucking insane.
Yeah, everybody's going nuts because they're being contained. I mean, they're being held in captivity, basically.
Yeah, well, I believe we were meant to
interact
and like associate. Like I saw this video today in Portland, Oregon, and it just, you know, that I was, ooh baby, you know what it's worth, ooh baby, this is hell on earth. That's Portland.
Yeah,
dude, like there was like a dude humping the sidewalk. Yeah, that's, yeah. There was a guy riding a golden horse down the street that he put on wheels. It was an old statue that he, you know, they desecrated and made like a wood pallet for, to where he could ride it down the street. There was people just lying on the street dead from probably fentanyl overdose. And I mean, there were constant fires and, you know, just shit on the street. It was like, what a wonderful world, right? So, like, when you see, like, the decimation of these cities, the wisest thing that these people could do who have enough sense to leave and move to a place that doesn't have those problems is to ask yourself, what caused that?
Yeah.
Was it the way that I voted? Yeah, it was, dumbass. Stop voting that way.
Or?
Or?
Could be the drugs.
It goes back to policy, though, man.
I guess. I mean,
the Portland DA, like, if you get locked up for a drug charge, man, like, you get your wrist slapped and sent right back out on the street.
Yeah. No matter what kind of drug, bad or good drug, doesn't matter. You could be, like, banging some heroin on the sidewalk and get picked up.
Yeah, I mean, there's footage of that. That's a thing. That was part of that video.
Yeah, I mean, well, you see that shit in Memphis, man. You see folks fucked up on the street. Probably fentanyl. Fentanyl's bad in Memphis.
I believe it. It's bad here.
Really?
Not to give the geographical location of where these bad boys used to meet, but it wasn't far from a place where I hang out to where I could step out on the porch and, like, look over. And I was like, yeah, I know exactly what's going down. They used to exchange meth. Well, for about 5 months, and it ain't because they got busted. They don't do that anymore because the game changed. Mm. Right?
People want to sleep now, I guess.
People don't want that. That fentanyl is what I want.
That high-speed chicken feed's out. Sleeping's in.
I don't have the app TikTok on my phone, and Porch Talk will never be affiliated with TikTok because I think it's the worst thing on the planet. But they run ads now, and promoting people to go to their doctor to get prescribed to ADHD medicine. Which is, if you take off the mask, amphetamine.
Yeah. Mask off. Pretty much. I mean, so, like, why? Yeah. Mental health in this country is...
all-time low?
At an all-time low. I mean, it's scary, dude. There's so many people, like, you know, you were talking about Portland, but Los Angeles, same way. All the big cities are the same way. All the big cities.
They all have one thing in common.
Let me know.
Just look up who runs it.
It's mainly Blue?
You're on to something.
Mainly Blue, as I suspected. So what does that tell you, man?
Like, there's been a mass migration. If you look, I saw a map today. It was like showing like maps. Now, granted, it put Texas in the south, which arguably, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I would consider Texas, I don't know, would that be, I don't know. What's crazy about like Midwest is, the way they divide the country is just weird to me altogether. You got the South, you got the New England.
Wait till they section us off.
Midwest, Mountain, West Coast. Is that, that's how they do time or some shit, right? Yeah. No. Anyway.
Well, there's some other sections going to come about within the next 10 years.
Anyway, there's mass migration. It was the highest migration of people, like from, you know, obviously California was moving to Austin.
Yeah.
Or Phoenix, or just Arizona in general. Yeah. You had Oregon people that were moving over to Idaho. You had people from the New England area, Midwest, think like Illinois and all that. They were moving to the South, dispersed. Just in this year, 2021, for multiple reasons, they're moving the South. For what? Our shit ain't fucked up.
Yeah, the shit's not fucked up.
So don't fuck our shit up.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good right now. You know, excluding Mississippi, where everything's made up and your votes don't matter.
Yeah. So our shit's fucked up.
A little bit.
But you could further fuck our shit up.
Our shit's fucked up in a decent direction. Like, we basically get left alone.
Yeah.
See, what we did was...
the art of conservatism.
In Mississippi, is we brought too much attention to our reefer. If we'd have just let it stay in the background and just slid it in the back door, we'd have got recreational.
Yeah, just keep focusing on racism, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell, we'd have got wreck. You know? Because that's what
nobody would want to live here.
Yeah, nobody, man.
It's all racist down there.
Yeah. And you know,
it's all about the pot now.
They all,
the damn reefers.
The damn reefer. Didn't we have one where we talked about the damn reefer coming?
God almighty. What are we gonna do? So with these elite monster reptilian Omicron,
Lure.
What are we to do? I mean, like, what's their end goal? Like, I know we're walking ourselves into it, but
I think they're gonna take their spot back at the top, and we're gonna go back to being their slaves. Kind of like when those telephone towers were made out there in Egypt.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a few of those around. They had to have labor to build those guys.
I have a strong feeling I won't be there for it.
I hope to die before that.
If I don't, I won't comply.
No, they'll kill me. Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, I feel like we're going to see another time when they're like, oh, no, you're going to serve us. You're going to die.
Maybe it's conspiratorial as it can get, right?
Either that or elves.
What's your karaoke song?
Mine? Yeah. Usually Sublime, What I Got.
Because they say, with the clockwork elves, that everything is a song.
Really?
Song. It's a song that row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 merry. Life is but a dream. And it moves to a certain tick. And these clockwork elves are just dancing around it. I would prefer the elves because I don't believe that they're evil.
I think they're nice.
I don't have any issues with them.
I don't either. May have issues with these aliens going to try and enslave me, though.
I'm going to have a big issue, and that's going to be the hill to die on for me.
Yeah. When they come say, build my pyramid or die, I'm like, looks like I'm fighting today.
I don't really want to do that.
Yeah, I don't feel like I'm building your pyramid today.
Anything else to do with that?
Well, they say there's around 60 different species of aliens here on the Earth.
It's like some Men in Black shit.
Something like that. I think there is like a legitimate Men in Black. I've seen videos where men, black suits, black sunglasses come out and check in. And, you know, they're like there and then they're gone.
What if, like, all this hype on aliens and spaceships and all this, even when, you know, the CIA kind of flirted with us, like, we're going to release some documents. And they did, and it was, like, confirming things that we already knew.
Yeah, they were like, yeah, here you go.
Yeah, thanks for the information. I already confirmed myself, yeah, asshole.
I already knew that just from fucking knowing.
YouTube videos. Come on.
Yeah.
Where do you think I get my information from, you goof?
Snowden fucking told us that months ago.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Julian Assange is the greatest catastrophe on Earth right now.
Yeah, I've heard.
He needs to be pardoned.
Yeah.
That dude's gonna rot in prison over WikiLeaks.
Yeah. Same with Snowden. He'll never come back. He'll never be able to come back to the United States.
I don't blame him. His Twitter's fire, though.
Really?
Yeah, I like his Twitter.
I wonder if it's really him, though.
That's a good question. I'll tell you another, like Glenn Greenwald. Glenn Greenwald and Matt Taibbi. Those are great Substacks. That's the future of journalism because everything on TV right now is like completely
trash.
If you want real journalism, Substack is a great place to go, and then knowing a good journalist is another great way to go. And Matt Taibbi and Glenn Greenwald are exceptional.
I had to check them out.
They're both they got kicked out of their own party. They were both like Democratic journalists.
Oh, nice.
And then they started, like, reporting on shit that was against the state.
That's all you gotta do. That'll get you out.
They got blackballed. And, like, what was crazy about Glenn was, like, he actually started the... he was, like, co-founder of The Guardian.
I love the Guardian, man.
And, like, they kicked him out of the Guardian for, like, his real reporting.
Yeah. I knew I hadn't seen much from the Guardian in a while.
It's still going. It's just total trash now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I would say because it's left and, like, you know, people, he had his morals. And he had to do what was right. I would like to close out on a happy note.
All right.
I don't know how pressed for time are you. You good with time?
I'm good.
Do we need to just take a break?
What do you need to do, man?
I'm asking you.
I'm good.
Oh, cool. Is music. Like, what have you been listening to lately?
Dude, I've been fucking listening the shit out of Billy Strings.
You into that?
I am, man.
Billy Strings. I gotta say this, man, is you have quite the taste in music.
It's varying.
Yeah, because, like, anytime, like, I ask you about, like, this time it's Billy Strings, it's like folk, yeah. Right? And he's definitely the best in the game right now in that genre.
Killing it in bluegrass right now.
But, like, bluegrass, that would be a better description. Is, and then sometimes you're like hard rock, and then sometimes you're like rap, hip-hop.
Yeah.
It's just like which way the wind blows with you.
Yeah, man. There ain't been any good hip-hop coming out. And plus, I had to stop, man. It was making me angry. The hip-hop.
You didn't like the song I played earlier?
Well, yeah, that one made me angry.
That shit slaps, man.
But now I was like, I don't know, it was affecting my mood, so I kind of had to quit listening to it a lot. So yeah. Now I have to be in the mood to listen to hip-hop.
Man, you're like in this, like, I misunderstood this. This happened like a couple of weeks ago or longer than that, but, like, you're in a job change.
Yeah, I left the screens.
Kind of fucked our shit up.
Fuck. Well, just peak season. Now that peak season's almost over, it'll get back to normal, and I'll be off on the weekends again.
But that Skype shit is always down, dude, because, like, there'll be days, like, during the week, and I want all you to know this, is I just want to hit John up on a Skype call. We could probably use the video. I don't care if we did.
No, let's do it.
And just throw it up on the YouTubes and then throw it up on, like, you know, per usual with this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to figure out now, I got to get some video software to be able to throw things up on the screen so everyone can see what I'm reading.
Fuck yeah. Right here.
Somewhere. Yeah. Yeah. It's like you can read it with me to know that, you know, but that's what the Discord's for.
Yeah.
It's like I'll show you all my notes. You just have to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't call me a dumbass.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't care if you do. Sure, sure game.
Man. I got to chew on that ice. I forgot what I was going to say.
It'd be that way sometime.
What were you saying?
I was done.
I had something to say.
You did.
It was important too, man. It was probably the fucking key of the universe.
Till next time.
Later.
1, 2. Reeling through an endless
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.